Women Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, 4th of July, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and of course, your ideas a huge success. Well, yes, it is the holiday this 4th of July, and as always at Successful Woman Radio, we are live on the air every Monday at 12 noon, and of course, today we are doing a special broadcast, 30 minutes only, from 12:30 to 1. So I want to thank all of you who are listening live, and then, of course, for all of you who are listening to the recorded broadcast. You know, I am so excited that we are at the halfway point. Why? The halfway point of the end of the year, because it pushes me to do better. It pushes me to realize that time is going to keep on going regardless of whether I use it or not, and I better take the best advantage of it that I can. So because of that, I want to let you know that I am totally the driver of my success, and I hope that you are the driver of your success as well, because it is so very, very important. There is no time for us to be the passenger of our success vehicles when we are trying to do all of the things that we can to have a successful 2016 and see some positive results. And, oh, let's not forget, we want to see some positive cash flow, right? Amen. So I trust that you are all being the drivers of your success vehicle, and that you are properly planning out your success journey by focusing on your business goals, making the necessary changes to move towards positive results. Now, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you today 5 questions that will help you to take control in 2016. And of course, that has everything to do with you moving forward. And I hope that you guys take these questions and you truly are asking them of yourself, because it's all about questioning ourselves and saying, why am I not making the money that I want to make? Why am I not marketing my business the way I need to market it? Why am I not accomplishing my goals? That's so very, very important. So I'm going to be bringing that up in just a few minutes here. And then also I'll let you know about some upcoming events over at womenaboutbiz.com. Of course, Successful Woman Radio is our signature radio show event for Women About Biz. And if you have not joined Women About Biz yet, what are you waiting on? Hey, we've got a lot of wonderful things going on over at womenaboutbiz.com, from teleclasses to webinars to group coaching to our private social community. It is all there for you to take advantage of, to connect with other business women who are all positive minded and trying to, guess what, create their own success. So that is going to be coming up shortly. Now, our theme for the month of July, guess what? It's going to be the truth about social media. You know, millions of home-based and small business owners have flocked to this one form of communications, and yet marketing their business using this method still seems to be a challenge. And again, I'm talking about no other than social media. Yes, most business women admit that they check their phones, browse, and surf the social media networks throughout the day, and some do it even more constantly, like every hour. So why is it then that a lot of small business owners are not effectively using it to market their business? Well, all this month we're going to be doing that, and we have a special guest coming up on next Monday, Aneri Bellamy, who is our new Charlotte host of Business Women's Night Out, and she's also a social media marketing expert, and she's going to be sharing some things that you need to know about social media. She's going to be telling you some truths that you need to embrace. So definitely mark your calendar for every Monday in July at 12 noon Eastern as we cover the truth about social media, which is again coming up on next Monday. Also, later on in the show today, I am going to also be letting you know some special information about our coaching, our group coaching, and why that is so very, very important. You know, a lot of the times, a lot of women want to try out coaching, and they're just not sure where to start. And so group coaching, which I believe that I have a special way of how I do it, I think it will give you a great understanding and a great experience of how coaching can really help you to grow and expand your business. Also, expand yourself from a personal development level as well. It is 12:38 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to remind everyone that the show has special hours today from 12:30 to 1 p.m. due to the holiday, and then, of course, we will resume our regular scheduled hour from 12 to 1 every Monday this month, starting with next Monday. So again, mark your calendar. I want to go ahead right now and move right into the 5 take control questions that you should be asking yourself as often as necessary to move forward with your business. Here's number 1. Am I clear on my business goals this week? This is a holiday week, and of course, whenever you have a holiday week, the week moves by pretty quickly because we're starting off really with Tuesday instead of Monday. So again, you really have to stay very, very focused and make sure that you know exactly what it is that you would like to see happening in your business for Friday. Usually, most people end their work week on a Friday, but if your work week ends on a Sunday, then, you know, you can do it from Sunday to Sunday. But I like to just really ask myself, what is it that I want to see by every Friday? And I try to identify those goals and then make sure that I keep those goals in the forefront. You know, it's so easy as businesswomen for us to sit in front of the computer, start off with a task that is priority, and then kind of wonder about from checking emails and to going on social media. And of course, dare not go on social media when you are trying to stay focused, because you'll start surfing and it will take you everywhere but where you're supposed to be, right? So it's important to identify your business goals for each week. I recommend that you do it every Sunday evening, somewhere between that 7 p.m., 9 p.m. time frame before you retire for the evening, so that way you can have it fresh on your mind the next day, okay? Here's number 2. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Now, business goals are very, very important. But for every goal that you write down, you have to have multiple tasks most of the time to accomplish that particular goal. And you have to identify all of those tasks. And I think this is an area between the two, between identifying goals that you want to accomplish and then all of the to-do items or the tasks that are necessary to get it done. I think that is where there is a thin line of confusion for most businesswomen. So it's very, very important that you remember that as you are writing down all of the supportive tasks to each of your goals, you really need to also be asking yourself, are there any challenges to me accomplishing these tasks? Because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? Yeah, you got it. You're going to end up pushing those tasks from one time management planner or calendar to the next, never having accomplished them, okay? We have to find solutions for any task or to-do item that is going to hold us back. Here's number 3 in our 5 take control questions. Am I being the leader of my business? Again, am I being the leader of my business? This is very, very important, simply because I have learned that, yes, there are a lot of things, a multitude of things that we need to be doing to be successful, but none of them really mean anything unless we are the right leader for ourselves and for our business. Because if you are the right leader, it means that you're going to be driving your business to success. It means that you're also going to be making sure right? That you are staying focused, that you have your priorities in place, that you've done several things to help your business to grow. So when you're in the leadership role, that is when you will start to see results. That's when you can start to enhance, improve, make the necessary changes to move your business forward. Here's number four in our five take control questions. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? You know, these four things are very important. And if they're not happening in your business, then something is not working correctly and you have to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to fix it. Don't move forward if these four things are not going on. And then lastly, in number five in our five take control questions for 2016, it's am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? What numbers? We're talking about our cash flow, our projected cash flow, our current cash flow, and we're also talking about our checking account, right? Because we always have to keep ourselves accountable and put in check about what's really happening in our business. So it's always about staying focused on your goals, knowing the results you want to see, keeping the end in mind. That is what it's all about on your journey of business. So what are you waiting for? Get in that driver's seat, girl, and take control and make it happen for yourself in 2016. Don't ever think just because this is the halfway point that you're not going to be able to accomplish your goals. That is not the thought of a leader, right? You need to keep moving forward. Well, last week we ended our theme proactivity, and we talked about the power of systems. So what I want to do is I want to go back over the power of systems and just again give you the eight ways that we discussed on last Monday about how to develop that system, okay? And again, I've had so many people to ask me how I stay organized, how do I accomplish so many things with Women About Biz, and of course, I try my very best to stay organized. I don't always accomplish my goals, but I am always, but always persistent in moving forward and learning why I didn't do something. But everything that I do it because of the power of using systems. For anything, ladies, that you want to accomplish, of course, you do have to have a system and you have to work it from the beginning until the very end. So I want to just again share with you the eight ways that I shared on last Monday to develop your system. Here's number one, write down the end result of what you are wanting to achieve. Again, write down the end result of what you are wanting to achieve. Number two, write down the milestone or deadline of when you would like to see your idea or project completed. Because this is, again, the beginning part of the system. You can't create a system for what you don't know you want to do, right? If you're not clear on what you want to do, then that's where you have to begin. Here's number three. List all tasks that are associated with completing the goal. Again, list all tasks that are associated with completing the goal. Number four, and this is one that oftentimes individuals I find don't do enough of, and that is plot all milestones. In other words, when you figure out what it is that you want to do, you've got to set that deadline. And here's number five, identify which task you'll complete and which ones you'll delegate. Now, as a side note, again, when you delegate a contract to someone to do a task for you, you have to remember that it's your responsibility not to abdicate, meaning completely give it up without any follow-up. You have to delegate it, right? And you have to hold that individual accountable. Here's number six, list any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing the goal that you're trying to work out with your system. And number seven is find solutions to the challenges. So again, if you haven't figured it out by now, I am constantly trying to tell you guys the secret of being successful, which is to become a leader, become a master of goal setting, right? And I try to find creative ways to do it each show so that you truly get this and understand that, listen, when you apply all of these things, you're going to start seeing results. Here's number eight. Last but not least, make a list of people that can serve as your support team or assist you in making it happen, okay? Creating a system prior to implementing an idea or project, of course, is going to help you to decrease procrastination and also help you to, you know, to stay focused, which is so very, very important. So I hope that by me going back over these 8 ways, for those of you that might have missed it on last Monday, that you will take note to these and try it. Implement these strategies and see the difference that it makes in your business, in your life, okay? It is 12:48 after the hour. It is about 12 minutes before 1 o'clock. And again, the show is only 30 minutes today, but we will resume our regular scheduled hours coming up on next week. I want to go ahead and go over to Women About Biz and let you know some of the wonderful things that are happening. I announced on the show last week that we are opening up a chapter in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And I'm so excited about all of the wonderful things that's going to be happening in Charlotte. And I want to say welcome to Aneri Bellamy, who is going to be the host for our Business Women's Night Out event right there in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're in that area, definitely make sure you mark your calendar for Thursday, August 4th for our very first Business Women's Night Out. Again, Thursday, August 4th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that is going to be held at the Olive Garden, North Lake Commons in Charlotte, North Carolina. And of course, I'm so excited, and I have been talking to women in the Charlotte area. They're happy that we're coming. Aneri is working hard with letting a lot of women know that she networks with that we are coming to Charlotte. So stay tuned. And again, we'll be making more announcements later on throughout the month about everything that is happening in Charlotte. And to hear Aneri firsthand, she is a social media expert, and she is going to be on the show the next 2 Mondays talking about the truth of social media. So get ready for that. I want to also tell all of you about a very special teleclass that is coming up on next Wednesday, July 13th at 12 noon. And this is our Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclass, and it is Implementation, Getting Things Done. Again, Implementation, Getting Things Done. You know, ladies, being clear on your business goals and priorities, you know, that's important. And that's one thing, but actually accomplishing and seeing them through to the end, well, as you might know and have experienced, that's a whole nother ballgame, right? Most businesswomen admit that taking action on their business task is not as simple as it sounds. So, how does a businesswoman start moving her to-do items off of her checklist, and how does she start seeing results faster? Well, the answer is all in one powerful word: implementation. In this exciting teleclass, I am going to be sharing with you 7 strategies that successful business owners use in implementing and executing their business goals and priorities. And, you know, when you are able to apply the strategies that I'm going to share, you're not only going to feel more organized and productive, but you'll start seeing positive results that yield more leads, opportunities, and revenue. And if you'll remember, in our Take Control questions for 2016, we talk about how important it is for us to pay attention to the, you know, the leads, the calls, the opportunities, and the emails, and why those 4 things are so important. So I'm going to be, again, sharing with you how to get things done, how to start seeing things happen a lot faster. And that's coming up again on Wednesday, July 13th at 12 noon. It's our monthly lunch and learn. And then we've got several other things happening throughout the month. We've got other Business Women's Night Out events happening in the metro Atlanta area. We have the Lithonia area. We have also the North Lake Tucker area in metro Atlanta. We also have the McDonough area in metro Atlanta. So we have several networking events that are going to be happening in the Metro Atlanta area and also in Charlotte, North Carolina. So get ready. We've got some great things going on. If you have never tried our Busy Woman virtual networking, you are truly missing something very special. You know, if you've ever said you didn't have time to attend many live networking events, you would like to, but your work schedule or other activities just are not allowing you to network enough, guess what? Busy Woman virtual networking can really be a good fit for you. It is hosted by our Women About Biz Mommy Balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson. And of course, Teresa does an excellent job with facilitating it. And I want to just quickly share with you how our Busy Woman virtual networking actually works, right? So you'll dial in using a phone number and access code that we provide to you after you register. You'll get it right in your email. And once you dial in, you'll be greeted by Teresa. Now, each participant, including yourself, you'll get 2 to 3 minutes to introduce yourself and to share who you are and what your business does and how it can benefit the women listening. There will also be an educational segment along with prizes and more. And then, of course, within 48 hours, you'll receive a contact database. And guess what? It's already databased for you in Excel format. So it gives you the opportunity to email those that you have met and also individually call them to schedule a connection call. So if you have not tried our Busy Woman virtual networking event yet, well, you have an opportunity to on Tuesday, July 19th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Registration, of course, is only $10 up until the 12th of July, and then it's $15 afterwards. So again, ladies, make sure that you register for some of these phenomenal events. We create them because we know how important it is for women to be out there networking and making things happen. I want to go ahead now and just talk to you a little bit about 5 ways to improve your networking. Again, 5 ways to improve your business networking. You know, I have talked to so many businesswomen who tell me that, you know, they're not a good networker. And of course, they always will say, I'm not really into sales and really trying to push my business off on people. But, you know, I want to just let you know, you are in business for a reason. And that reason is you're in business to make money, right? And so because of that, you are responsible for putting your business out there in front, for attracting people to you and your business, to marketing your business, and yes, to selling and closing the sale. And so it's so important for you to understand that. And for you to say that, you know, if you've ever said that to yourself, it means that you're not really clear about the power of networking and why you need to network. So again, I want to encourage you to become a master of networking, to make that a goal this year, to truly practice the art of networking. So let's go ahead and get started with 5 ways to, you know, to more effectively network, okay? The first thing I want to tell you is that with everything you do, you have to have a system or a plan, right? And so networking is no different. You have to have a plan when you are trying to network. The first thing you need to understand is, why are you business networking? What is the purpose of networking? And what you may or may not know is that there are different types of networking events that are going on. And so each one of them meet a specific type of need. You have industry type networking events. You have more educational type networking events. You have leads networking event where people are helping each other to generate leads. You have so many types of networking events. So it's important to know what you are looking for. I like to be well-rounded. I like to go to general networking events where there might be a little bit of everything mixed in there. I like to go to leads only networking events. I also, however, I like to go to social networking events as well, where women and men are there to connect with each other. Hey, get out of their offices, have great conversations. So I love that as well. I also like going to some of the chamber events. So before I go to all of those, I have to know why I'm going and how I'm going to bless the life of another person, okay? Because going to a networking event just to take something out of it but not to put something back in, that is the fastest way to not enjoy yourself when you're at the networking event. So that's number one. Know why you're going to the networking event and set up your system. Number two, and this is very, very important, don't take a lot of marketing material, okay? I know, you see a lot of people with different types of marketing material, but I've seen people with everything but the kitchen sink come to a networking event and bring everything. Don't do that. What you want to do is, again, you want to ask yourself, what would I really like to get out of this networking event this evening? If it's to meet three or four people who are interested in your business, if it's to tell people about an event that you have coming up, if it's to introduce people to your jury or some particular type of service, then what's so very, very important is that you not bombard them, but what you do is you might have a flyer, postcard, or one piece of information that is going to help. Here's number three in five ways to enhance your networking experience. Number three is, don't go trying to meet everybody. Have the goal, again, to come away with, you know, 5 to 15 business cards rather than 50 business cards of everyone that is there. Here's number four. Don't, when you walk away from that networking event and it's time to database your business cards, you need to really touch base with everyone that you met who gave you a card. Don't just start putting their name on your email list and blasting out emails to them, because trust me, you're not going to get a click-through or an open rate on that, okay? And here's number five. Last but not least, it's important for you to establish yourself as an expert. So ladies, please, but please make sure that you have a 30-second soundbite ready to roll when you are trying to network. Well, ladies, I hope that this has enlightened you today, and I hope these tips are helping you. Again, we will resume our normal schedule hours starting on next Monday, and our special guest for the next two Mondays is going to be Aneri Bellamy, who will be talking about the truth about social media. Have a wonderful, fantastic 4th of July, everybody. Take care.